I think she's a wonderful person. I've gotten to know her while she was the acting superintendent in Howard County. She was, you know, attending the state superintendent meetings and getting to know her a little bit during those meetings and in the conversations that we've had today. You know, I think everybody will find that she is a very competent, capable, professional educator. She's very familiar with the state. She's very familiar with, you know, how local school districts run, the interactions between local, state government and school boards. And she's a very compassionate person who does put children first and speaks on their behalf to make sure that we're doing what we should do for children.
What's the biggest challenge facing her in Anne Arundel County?
Oh, I think just getting to know people is going to be the biggest challenge, you know, first and foremost. You know, she's got a whole team to learn. She's got a bunch of, you know, schools that are here. It's a bigger district than Howard County. And so she's got some, you know, sort of face time that she's going to have to spend with a number of constituencies. And then I think getting to know the non-school system people as well, you know, the county council, the county executive, the state house representative, the delegates and senators from Anne Arundel County. I mean, she just, you know, it's the learning curve thing. It comes with any job.
By my count, you have another week on the job in Anne Arundel County. What are your thoughts as you finish your tenure in Anne Arundel County?
I've been just really honored and privileged to serve Anne Arundel County as the superintendent here. I'm very proud of the work that we've accomplished. We certainly have accomplished a great deal, although there is still work to be done for sure. There are places that we've fallen short of our goals, but there's a good number of places where we exceeded those goals as well. So I leave proud, and I feel very confident that I leave this school district in a better position than when I arrived here. Not that it was in a bad position, but it's in a better position now. And, you know, I think that as Ms. Perkins said, you know, I've learned something from every position that I have been in. And I will take what I've learned here as I will take what I've learned in other districts with me to bring to bear on my new position.
In Prince George's County, what's the first thing you want to do in Prince George's County?
Well, it's always best to set up your office.
I understand.
But, you know, they're going to have some time with the board the first couple days that I'm on the job. And there's summer school graduation the night of the first day that I'm on the job. As I did here, I plan on spending a great deal of time in schools, looking at class sizes, facilities, instruction, leadership. I've got unlike here, which has a very solid and stable executive team, there are some vacancies in Prince George's County that are very important to the ongoing work of the school district, so there's some critical personnel work that needs to be done. So those are the places I'll start.